Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Use My Gifts for His Glory, already in progress.
Praise the Lord. Goodness. Let's go over some of the promises of God. We want everybody, you got to have faith to get healed. First thing you need to do, you need to make sure you've repented of all your sin. Where do I get that? Psalms 103. I want us to look at Psalms 103 to start out and see what God promised. Psalms 103. Let's see exactly what he said. The Lord forgives. Oh yeah, the first part says, bless the Lord. Now who would want to bless God? If you never received anything from him, you're probably not blessing him. But if you've ever lived really in the Lord and you've seen him do all these wonderful things for you, I mean, the things that he's there to do, it will be no problem to bless the Lord. In fact, I'll tell you what, just like what Dave was saying a while ago, here a while back, Kathy was mailing some packages and she was in the mailroom. And I come walking through the mailroom, wasn't nobody in there nowhere that I could see. I didn't know she was around behind the corner. I got almost to the other side before I said, praise the Lord. When I said that, she said, Pastor. I said, oh, I didn't know you were in here. I thought you were going to get all the way across the room and I not hear you say, praise the Lord. But she said, you didn't make it. When I walk down the hallway, guess what I'm saying? When I walk through the mail room, guess what I'm saying? Why do I do such a stupid thing as that? Because who told me to do that, George?
You're smart.
The Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Praise his holy name. See, you were doing that when you were quoting the 23rd Psalm. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And then let's see what the next verse says. And forget not all his benefits. What kind of benefit package does God have? You know, nobody'd ever think about God having a benefit package. But he said, bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. Is that what he said? Oh, he's got life insurance. He's got all kinds of good stuff, doesn't he, George? He really did bless y'all, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. He heals you and he paid your bill and everything else. Wow, what a deal. That's pretty awesome. But let's see what the benefits are. Bless the Lord and forgets all the benefits. Who forgives how many? What do you have to do to get him to forgive your sins? You have to confess that sin. It is not automatic that he forgive your iniquities. You have to ask. Father, in the name of Jesus, do you notice this young lady a while ago that was up here giving a testimony, how much trouble they were having getting healed until they confessed their sin? And what happened once they confessed their sin? How long? Almost immediately, within an hour, she says, things begin to happen. I've seen the same thing. I mean, I absolutely have seen the same thing. So, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of my iniquities, and then after you've confessed all of your sins. In other words, if you got any bitterness, unforgiveness, or anything like that toward anyone, you're going to not see God do anything for healing. I mean, I'm serious when I say that I see people all the time that gets upset at their husband or their wife or their mother-in-law. And I can't imagine anybody getting upset at their mother-in-law, can you?
I love my mother.
Well, you better. Because if you get unforgiveness or bitterness towards someone, you will absolutely cut your power off with God. He won't answer your prayer, will he, George? In fact, I got so tickled one day when George and his wife, a lovely wife, was here. They had been out to eat on Sunday. Or Sunday morning, they went to dinner or breakfast or something. On the way to the church at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, on the way back from getting something, she had indigestion or something. And she was over there praying for herself, and nothing's working. And George had heard me say that, you know, the wife must submit to the husband in all things. So she's praying for herself, and it ain't working. And so he says, you know, maybe, honey, you ought to do it God's way. Why don't you ask me to pray for you? Okay. Okay. You know how these hard-nosed women are, right? Some of you girls are really hard-nosed. You know that? Why are y'all so hard to learn? Because we're the same way. Anyway, she says, okay then, just pray for me. And he just reached over and put his hand on her stomach and just said, in Jesus' name. And instantly she was healed. When they got to church, he said, Thurman, this is going to be fun. He's learned that God does answer prayer.
He does.
And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to know that God, is it not, George? I want to know him all the time too, don't you?
Amen.
But you have to bless him.
Yes.
Praise his holy name and make sure you got all your sins confessed.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And then when your wife asks you to pray for her, all you got to do is reach over and just touch her.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus, and he does it. And does that make life wonderful? Now I'm going to tell you a little story. We had a lady, a pastor from Mississippi, call me the other day. Y'all really going to need to listen to this. This is a good one. I've seen God do some awesome things. But this pastor, he called one of my girls and said, I got to talk to Pastor Thurman Scrivener. I got to tell him a testimony he's got to hear. Happened in my church. So when I came in, the girls handed me his note, said, this pastor wants to talk to you right now. I said, okay. I called him. I said, what's up, brother? He says, Thurman, I've been listening to you for about 6 years. And he said, I have to say, I used to pray for people in my church that were sick sometimes, very rarely, because I never saw nothing happen. Then when I started listening to you, I started hearing you say, repent, remit their sins, or have them confess their own sins. If they're conscious, have them confess their own sin. He said, so before I would pray for anybody for any kind of healing, I'd ask them, before this started, did you get into unforgiveness towards somebody or whatever? And he said, nearly every time they did. Oh, well, me and my wife had a little scrap, or me and my daughter had a little scrap. You know, you got to forgive her and love her and say, okay, I'll repent. And he said, then I would pray and said, lo and behold, I begin to get great results for healing. So he said, I learned this and I thought, wow. So he said, in the last 6 years, I've got numerous people healed. But he said, I always ask them to confess their sin first. He said, when I do, nearly every one of them gets healed. I said, well, praise the Lord. That's a great testimony. He said, that's not the one I want to tell you. He said, the one I really want to tell you is, see, since I've learned these things, he said, there's a lady in my church. She's a wonderful lady. Comes to church every Sunday. Used to teach Sunday school classes. Used to sing in the choir. I mean, she's just a great woman of God. And said, she came down with cancer. Breast cancer. Now, breast cancer to me is always unforgiveness toward a female. It's always the case. But in this case, she didn't have any unforgiveness toward anybody else, but maybe herself. So anyway, she went to the doctor and they checked her and said, going to have to give you chemo. You got breast cancer in a bad way. So they give her chemo treatments and put it in remission. I don't remember how many treatments she took, but several. Doctor told her, said, now we got in remission. Come back in 6 months and let us check you again. So she felt okay. So 6 months later, the pastor told me, said she went back and was checked, and the doctor came back and said, I'm sorry, ma'am. You have about 3 weeks left to live. It's over. She said, I was on the fifth floor of the hospital when they told me that. I wanted to just open that glass door and jump out of the hospital and kill myself. And then she thought, I said, okay. If I kill myself, it says no murder has eternal life. That means I'd have to go to hell forever for killing myself. So she said, I ain't going to hell for killing myself. So she said, I think I'll just go see my pastor. So she comes to this pastor, the one that I'm talking to. He said, you know, Thurman has, and said, she told me, I have got terminal cancer. I only have just a few weeks left to live, and it's over. And I want you to pray for me. He said, you know, I've been listening to Thurman for 6 years. He says the curse, which is sickness, cannot come upon us undeserved. So you have to have a sin in your life. You have to have a sin. If the curse causeless cannot come, that means the sickness and disease can't come without a reason. Is that right? That's what it says. So the Word of God's never at fault. So anyway, he says, so we got to find your sin. She said, well, I can't think of any sin. She said, you know I'm a good woman. You know I come to church every Sunday. You know I tithe. You know I walk in love with everybody. You know I'm not a bad person. So why in the world did this terrible sickness come upon me? He said, well, ma'am, I don't know why it did, but I know there's got to be something. Because the Bible says the cursed causes cannot come to rest. So he said, she said, well, how are we going to find out? He said, well, again, I've learned listening to Thurman that if Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not. So he said, okay, will you ask the Lord what I done wrong, that why I've got terminal cancer? So he said, Father, in Jesus' name, according to Jeremiah 33:3, will you please tell me why this woman has terminal cancer? Terminal cancer. Thank you, Lord. Immediately, the man told the woman, "Say, thank you, Lord, for showing us the answer." She said, Lord, thank you for showing us the answer. And she screamed. Oh, my God, you know what he just told me? He said, the gifts that he's given me, my singing and my teaching, which I've been complimented many times for being a good Sunday school teacher. A few years ago, I turned those over to the younger people and I stopped doing anything except just coming to church. I come to church every Sunday. I tithe. I walk in love with everybody. But the Lord just told me the reason he's taking me out is because I'm not using my gifts for his glory. So he's fixing to kill me. I'm not using the gifts. I'm not using my singing. And I'm not using my teaching. I've quit. I've just kind of set back to do nothing. And God says we're supposed to occupy till he comes. There's no retirement plan in the kingdom, ladies and gentlemen. He plans for you to work forever. You don't have to work hard. Just sing, if that's where it works. So anyway, she said, well, Pastor, I don't want to die. I'm too young to die. I'm older, but I'm still too young to die. I don't want to die at this age. He said, well, you know what the scripture says, confess your sin and he will forgive you your sin. Is that what he said? Will God do that every time? Every time. So she said, Lord, I confess my sin of not using my gifts for your glory. I will start singing in the choir again. I will sing solos if they want me to. And I will teach a Bible study class in this church or wherever you want me to teach it. Now, Lord, I repent and I thank you for my healing. He said, let's take you back to the doctor and have him run another test. He said, we loaded her up, took her to the doctor, and the doctor couldn't believe it when he run the test. There was not a cancer cell left in her body, nowhere.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Use My Gifts for His Glory, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.